Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. This is your 7 a.m. Eastern update, your 6 a.m. Central update on two tropical storms. We have Tropical Storm Marco and Tropical Storm Laura. Difference in the sizes here, smaller size with Marco, and currently Marco producing 70-mile-an-hour winds located right here. You can see the clouds, and you can see some of the clouds stretching out from the center, but for the most part, fairly compact storm. In contrast to Tropical Storm Laura with 45-mile-an-hour winds and torrential rainfall over Hispaniola, Dominican Republic, located right in here. Just torrential rainfall. Could see some landslides. Just a significant situation, a dangerous situation when it comes to the rainfall. Let's see where these storms are going. Let's start off with our first one here, looking at Marco. The center located at this location right here, you can see the tropical storm force winds fairly compact, not stretching too far out from the center. But with time, we are forecasting Marco to become a hurricane with time. And that's why we have a hurricane warning for stretches of southeast Louisiana, where they can see some hurricane force winds and all the impacts associated with that at that time. Rainfall, storm surge. The timing here, this right here, this point here is 1 a.m. on Monday and right at the coast at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. So let's look at those arrival times. We always talk about when you need to have everything prepared with a situation like this. And in this case, some of those tropical storm force winds could arrive in the portions, Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche Parish, right there on the coastline. Starting tomorrow morning, Monday morning, you start seeing some of these winds arriving. That's why you need to have things prepared. Today and overnight is probably what you really need to do, because those winds could start stretching in even tomorrow. So some of the impacts associated with Marco, storm surge is one of the big ones here. Some areas, let's circle it here, 4 to 6 feet. Now we're talking Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, 2 to 4 feet into Lake Maurepas, Plaquemines Parish over to Lafourche Parish over to Morgan City, 4 to 6 feet. And even 2 to 4 feet, you start stretching over to the Alabama coast and also the Mississippi Gulf coast. So storm surge always a dangerous part of this. So if you're in those low-lying areas, make sure you listen to those local officials. Rainfall as well, portions of southeast Louisiana getting into southern Mississippi, and also the Mobile area, a slight risk for some of that flash flooding. So moving on to the next storm, let's look at Laura. A lot of uncertainty with this forecast because the center located right here, it's a larger storm, but it's still over Hispaniola. You still have to move over Dominican Republic, Haiti, and also Cuba. So a dangerous situation for any of these areas with the rainfall, but it also makes the forecast challenging. We can see the center jump. So small changes in that center could be big differences down the road. So very important when you start looking at now 2 a.m. Wednesday, 2 a.m. Thursday, the cone stretching from portions of the Mississippi coast all the way over to Texas. So very important to think about how this forecast could change with time. And you start looking at the arrival time of winds. Even with Tropical Storm Laura, some of the Gulf Coast areas could see winds starting Wednesday morning and into Wednesday evening in different portions of the coastline. So rainfall, storm surge, two tropical storms. We do forecast them to be hurricanes. Time to be ready. Get that plan ready and be ready for any changes in the forecast. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.